One of the things I found really intriguing was during your kind of early months, you do an interview for a newspaper with Ray Clements, and you kind of throw down the gauntlet a little bit in a sense of, you know, you're going to take Ray Clements' place. But I think there was huge respect between the two of you, wasn't there? And I think Ray goes on and says that you're such a strong character, you'll be fine without me, because I think you thought you may spend a couple of years as understudy. Obviously, Ray Clements is since passed away, but you can get that sense of respect between the two goalkeepers.
Yeah, when I did the interview, it was with the Star, and Matt Darcy was the interviewee, and he sat in the middle, and we were either side, and he said to Ray, well, the youngster, Bruce Grobler, has come in, and, you know, how is it with him being your backup keeper? But bear in mind, you had Oggy with another backup keeper. So Ray said, oh, listen, it's going to be great, yeah, with Bruce teaching him for a couple of years. And I went, couple of years? I'm going to take your place whilst you're here. And he got up and walked away, right, out of the interview. So that's how it happened. Yes, there's a huge amount of respect. One, because he was the best goalkeeper in the world when I joined. And there's no ifs or buts about that. He still will be the best keeper Liverpool has ever had, unless Alisson overtakes him. So he is still the number one goalkeeper Liverpool has ever had. And for me to take his place, it's an honour. It was an honour when I first took over. Yes, for the first 6 months I didn't have a good, you know, baptism. But the faith that the manager kept in me made sure that I actually came out the other side okay.